back here at the big board, and we're looking at sleepers once again. And this week, we're taking a look at pass rushers. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me, and let's get started with a pretty loud sleeper, Haole Kikaha out of the University of Washington. 6'3", 246, although he was up to 252 pounds at the combine, which was good news for him and I think what teams wanted to see. Last year's co-leader in FCS, or FBS, pardon me, in sacks with 19. You know, very capable pass rusher. At one point, he had 14 consecutive games over the 2013 and 14 seasons with at least one sack. So he's very consistent at getting the passer. Really, the only questions that exist on him, it's not about the pass rush. It's about whether he can defend the run. Is he big enough to handle the run at the point of attack? And also, the big question on him is his knee. He's had two ACL injuries to this point. If he checks out medically, really, I think he's going to be a good find, especially as a pass rush specific player. But again, that's going to be the big question on him. Can his knee hold up in the NFL? Next up, the other leader in sacks among FBS players last year, Utah's Nate Orchard, also from the Pac-12. 200, you know, he's in the 250, 255 pound range, about the same size as Kikaha. Very good off the edge, but not only can make plays off the edge, but you can see he can also get his shoulder in and get some leverage and be able to make plays and, you know, not really bull rush an offensive tackle, but he can certainly get leverage, get underneath, and so he has an inside move as well as an outside move. Same questions on Orchard as there are for Kikaha. How is he going to hold up against the run? I mean, he does a good job making plays across the field against the run when the opportunity presents itself. He's very good at getting downfield in coverage, so he's got that diversity about his skill set, but the question is, how will he do at the point of attack? And with both of these guys, it's the questions on whether they're just pass rushers and not all-around outside linebackers slash defensive ends that will probably leave them as sleepers, maybe going to the second and third round in the draft. Thanks for joining me again. We'll have more sleepers next week as we count down to the draft right here on DenverBroncos.com.